Shalom Avracha, we are now starting the next pasuk of Dalid, the first of the Dalids. The Gemara says that Dalid represents Goymel Dalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything over, and he gives it over to the Dalim. Dalid really means poor, a person that doesn't have anything of his own. And these are the two parts that we have to recognize throughout our lives, that Kishani la'atzmi mo'ani. If I'm by myself, I'm nothing. That gives us the ability to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. We recognize everything's from Him. And number two, we recognize that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's missing this point, he will never be able to get anywhere in life because he will not properly connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, that a person's a bal gaive, he's a bal mum. He has a blemish because he has something stopping his connection to his greatness, to the source of life, to the goymil. In order to receive something, I have to turn to it. Gemara says the leg of the dalet is pointing back to the gimel, and the way they're written the dalet after the gimel. That's the idea. I have to reach out and recognize that I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have many pesukim in Tehillim. David HaMelech is describing himself as this Dal, I don't have anything of my own. It's interesting that Dal, Lidlos, could also mean to draw from a well, draw water out of the well. The Lashon HaChazal, it also means to uplift. Daloisi, it's the same thing. When a person recognizes I don't have anything myself from myself, that gives me the ability to draw from the wellspring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, to uplift myself above the limitations of humanity to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech in his first pasuk is saying, Dovko le'ofer nafshi. That b'etzem, my nefesh is down in the earth, clinging to the earth. When I recognize that by myself, I'm just like Ofer, I have nothing of myself, that causes me to get to the second stage of Chayeni Kidvarecho. Myself, by myself, I'm just like Ofer, but you give me life. And more than that, Ofer, as we know, it can't be something that's trampled on. And the Medrash himself says that Kalei Yisrael are like the Ofer that is trampled on, and were trampled on by so many nations. But the Medrash also says that the earth is trampled by people, by metal, by different kelim, different things, but everything eventually goes into the ground and rots away, doesn't exist. The offer remains forever. And that's the nature of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael recognizes that we're just offer, we are just like the earth, which is something by itself is nothing, but if it connects to the right things, you put in the water and whatever is necessary, then it sprouts forth all of life. All of life comes from that same offer, the nutrients that create the plant life, the fruits and everything, the animals that we eat, that give life to the world, come from that same offer. So on the one hand, the offer is the downtrodden, the thing that everyone's stepping on, looks just like mud. But if you look deeper into it, this is the source of life in the world. And that's the same thing by us. If we look at ourselves as, I am the source of everything, I'm great, I manage without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll never get to our real goals. But if we recognize the other hand, that we put in this world with our physical bodies, to recognize that the physical side of ourselves is the offer that could sprout forth that kesher, that dveikus with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If the guf is la'offer, then the neshama gets dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives us the chayenu kidvarecha, the real life, the eternal life. So we have these two points. Point number one is, I have my physical side, but I put it in place. I don't make that the goal of life. When I get up in the morning and I see my body is working, I thank Hashem because I have a body that houses my neshama. Another day of life that I could use it for avodas Hashem. When I eat my food, I make the brachas with kavana, because the food is not my goal in life. The food is a way to give myself the energy and to appreciate Hashem's beautiful world. if I go through life in such a fashion that I put the things in the right perspective, the physical world is just the offer for the spiritual world, and together with that, the other part of that offer is something that everybody tramples and trods upon. When we go through situations, we feel like that, things are not going well, I'm being trampled on, but by other people, the situations that are hard, or umas ha'olam that we see in the whole world, the tremendous anti-Semitism in the world, we just have to remind ourselves, let them trample, we're going to continue. It's not going to affect us, because they can't affect our true essence. All the trampling on the earth does not affect the nature of the earth. The earth remains with all its nutrients, no matter what. We should be zoicha, like the pasuk says, His nari may offer kumi, Shvi Yerushalayim. Arouse up from the offer. Get up, upright. Come back to Yerushalayim. That's what we're going to see in the Meir of Yomeinu. If we remain with that nature of offer, putting things in the right perspective, and using it, the physical world as a hechatimsa to bring us to the beautiful spiritual relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we also, nothing turns us off, nothing causes us that despair, because we are eternal, no matter who tramples on us. Then, Mirtz Hashem, we will also see soon Kodesh Baruch Hu coming back to Tzion v'Yerushalayim b'mehirah v'yameinu.